Aloha.
All right, partner. You know what time it is.
Pod people, mud babies, and all you other freaks of nature that do listen to my podcast here. It's Remasculate with your tiki leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew, coming at you live, but recorded from beautiful downtown Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm right here on the Strip. I'm in Planet Hollywood. I'm working at the Sin City Comedy Club here in the Planet Hollywood. Beautiful club, beautiful hotel and casino. And I've got to tell you, if you've never been to Planet Hollywood, you should check it out. This is one of the nicest places I've stayed in Vegas. And I love the way it's decorated. The decor is superb. Just walking around today, looking around the hotel and casino, it's decorated, you know, like a lot of Planet Hollywood stuff. It's all, you know, memorabilia, Hollywood memorabilia. So there's pictures and posters and, you know, and articles of clothing and just all kind of cool Hollywood stuff. And seeing those pictures from old Hollywood, it makes you know what's missing from Hollywood today, and that is real glamour, Hollywood glamour. What happened to Hollywood glamour? And I'm not talking about just for the women. I'm talking about the guys. There's pictures of like Frank Sinatra on the wall when he was in some of the movies, and where he's all dressed up, got his gun. I'm going to have to Google to find out which movie, but the way the photography was shot, the way the photograph was shot is just, it's beautiful. I mean, you don't see this kind of stuff much today. It's what made Hollywood bigger and better. It's bigger than life. Hollywood was special. It was that place out there, that fantasy land where they made the movies, and you didn't really know or understand about it because they were like celluloid gods that came down from the heavens into your theater. These pictures, these beautiful photographs, these people with perfect lit skin. What do you get now? TMZ. They're drunk outside of a bar again. Anybody shocked? No. Let's ask them a stupid question. Let's make them look even dumber. Yeah, that's what we want from our stars today. We don't want them to be like Richard Widmark or Burt Lancaster or Glenn Ford or Charlton Heston. We want them to look just like drunken retards trying to get into a car that a valet hands them the keys. Yeah, that's the Hollywood we want. No! I am staying in the Sophia Loren room. Oh yeah, Sophia Loren, the very famous, the very sexy Italian actress, Sophia Loren. A big poster on the wall from her movie, Boy on a Dolphin. Yeah, y'all may know this movie because you've probably seen the very famous picture of her from the 1957 movie where she's just standing there in dripping wet dress. Just clingy wet dress. And I think it was one of the first movies that actually showed nippleage. Yeah, she's got her little headlights on and it's all over this room. I think that picture is in this room twice in different shapes and forms. But everything in this room, the original dress from that movie, the 1957, the original wet, drippy, nippled dress is in a frame in my room. And I guess that would make for a room that would be more conducive to, you know, if you wanted to pleasure yourself in a room, this would be the room. Because one of the other comics told me that he's in the Home Alone room. That's the theme of his room, Home Alone. So he's got Home Alone memorabilia, and right above his bed, he's got that picture of Macaulay Culkin slapping his face. Oh! Yeah, I don't think you want that face looking at you while you're punishing the Pope. Okay, I just realized that this microphone that I'm using was skipping. I did a little playback, checks out the sounding, and I noticed a couple places that it does that. That's really weird, and I hope it doesn't annoy you too much, but I don't really want to go back and re-record that whole thing. So I know you caught what I was saying there. You picked up what I was laying down, and I hope that's all right, because we'll just continue to roll this mofo along. Now, what I was speaking of before I was so rudely interrupted by the skipping of the sound there, we were talking about the Home Alone room. You know, it has always shocked and surprised me, and shocked is not even enough of a word. Like, blown the fuck away is a better way to describe this, that Macaulay Culkin and Mila Kunis were a couple. What the f- really? Now, can you picture that? Did you even know about that? You should Google those pictures. That's right, Google, bitches, and see that I am not lying to you. Somehow, some way, that Home Aloner was putting a boner to Mila Kunis. I have no idea. It must have been the money. It wasn't his talent. And if you've seen pictures of him lately, and I don't know if this is what caused it, but dude looks like a heroin addict. I'm not saying nothing because I don't know. I'm just saying he looks all gaunt and shrunken. And some people are saying that's because he is so depressed that he has lost Mila Kunis. Well, shit, yeah. Dude, you ain't never going to get that back. So I'm, if he's hurting, look, I feel bad for him. If he's not hurting, dude, lay off the drugs because they're eating your ass alive. You don't look good at all. You're never going to get anything the caliber of Mila Kunis. You're going to be getting, like, women that, like, sweep the mall. That's what you're going to be getting. So, dude, clean the fuck up. Who's Mila Kunis dating now? It's Ashton Kutcher, I believe, right? Do you think that ever causes a fight? Do you ever think, like, they're talking and all of a sudden he'll go, I can't believe you fucked the Home Alone dude guy. Damn! Oh, you know, I was young and stupid. Yeah, but Macaulay Culkin? Damn. Ashton Kutcher's done pretty good for himself. He's done all right with who he's been dating and poking most of his adult life. He even had Demi Moore before she got all crazy bitch. Mm-hmm. She's like a nut job now, isn't she? Somebody told me she's been living on, like, just Red Bull. She lives on energy drinks and water. Freaky. Yeah, I read where she would have cases and cases of Red Bull delivered to her house, and that she drinks them all the time instead of consuming alcohol or eating balanced meals, that she's basically just living off of Red Bull. Talk about giving you wings. It'll give you visions. It'll give you delusions. It'll give you, like, a heart attack, won't it? Didn't she have a heart attack? Didn't she go to the hospital or something last year or a year or two? I mean, I love my energy drinks. Don't get me wrong. But I'm trying to wean myself off of them. I know myself, I'll get 3 or 4 a day, and I'm ready to jump out of my own freaking skin. I've had so many, you know, energy drinks in a day that I actually feel my hair screaming and trying to escape. And that's wrong. When you can feel your hair trying to jump off and run to somebody else for help, it's time to quit the Red Bull.
Set down the energy drink. Yeah, set down the Red Bull and back away. This is the health police. You must set the energy drink down and accept reality.
Well, I took a little break, went outside. It's 108. 108 in Las Vegas today. Don't think so, Oprah. I wouldn't live anywhere this hot. I could actually, while I was walking around, I think I could hear my butthole. Yep, what did you say? Yeah, uh-huh. I heard a quick noise, and I didn't step on anything. So I'm pretty sure it came from my pants. And I would not live anywhere you could hear a quick from your butt while you're walking. That ought to be something you find out about before you move to a city. Wouldn't you call the Chamber of Commerce and say things like, what's the crime rate? How are the schools? Can you hear your butthole when you walk? Boing! That's a little much. 108. Well, it's a dry heat, right? Uh-huh. Tell that to my moist, drippy butthole. Well, let's try that again. Let's try a little bit of news here. I was just scrolling the internet and found out that the big lottery winner finally stepped forward. The big lottery. You remember that? $590 million Powerball? Yeah, $590 million. Well, the holder of the winning ticket is one old bitch named Gloria C. McKenzie. Now, I shouldn't say that. She's probably somebody's mom and grandma. But she's 84. She won the lottery. $590 million. Florida lottery official said in a news conference Wednesday afternoon that she opted to take a lump sum payout of more than $370 million before taxes. And it's believed to be the single largest winner in U.S. history. "We are grateful for this blessing," McKenzie said in a brief statement read by the Florida Lottery Secretary. McKenzie did not attend the press conference and was seen leaving the Florida Lottery office before it got underway. She was in the company of her son and her lawyer. Well, I bet she was with a lawyer. And here's the best story. She bought this thing at a public supermarket in Florida, which, you know, we all like to call it Publix. Supermarket. She told lottery officials that she watched the drawing and knew that she was the winner right then that night, and that another person in line at the grocery store had let McKenzie cut ahead to purchase what turned out to be the winning ticket. Now, how pissed off would you be if you go, oh, I was the one that let that old woman get in front of me. That could have been me. I could have been rich. I could have scratched off the... Well, it wasn't a scratcher, was it? I could have looked at the numbers and been like, yeah, that's me. I can tell work and everybody I know to fuck off. I'm rich. Because that's exactly what you would do. You know you would. Would you quit your job? I would. I would definitely quit my job. Now here, I can't figure this out either. Why did she wait 2 weeks to claim her winnings? I think she probably wanted to make sure that she talked to a lawyer, got everything set up, financial advisors on, like, because you know people are going to come out of the woodwork. Hey, Meemaw. Remember me? I'm your 14th cousin. I need some money to start a crack house. Mm-hmm. I hear you got a little bit to spare, Meemaw. She's 84, okay? Who's going to end up with this money? She's going to spend a little bit of it, and all the rest of the family is going to get it. So, you know, at this point right now, they're trying to figure out some way to scare Meemaw to death. They're constantly walking up behind her going, boo! Did I win? Well, if that rich old woman ever needs a comedian for a pet, here I am. What's an 84-year-old woman going to do with all that money? But you know what she could do is have a great rest of her life. No matter what, I would pimp everything an old person needs. Pimp my walker. That's right, pimp my walker. I would have like a gold-plated AM/FM stereo DVD right there on the bar of my walker. If I would go to Walmart and I'd ride around on one of those little battery-powered things, no, it wouldn't be battery-powered. It would be like a V8. They would hear me coming down the halls at Walmart. I'd have hydraulics on it. That's right. I would pimp my granny bitch machine. That's what I would do. If I get that old and that rich, I would have one bitchin' catheter. That's right. I would have like a platinum catheter. People just like, oh, your thing is so bling. Uh-huh. My pee goes through platinum to get to my bag. That's how rich I am. I am one rich bitch. She's a rich girl, but it's gone too far with a platinum catheter. Well, if she ever gets glaucoma and goes blind, she can always hire me as her seeing eye comic. I will be glad for $1 million to lead her around. I will say, look out. Don't step in that. To the left. To the left. To the left. Oh, yeah, I'd get her dancing. To the left. To the left. To the left. To the... Why do they give seeing eye dogs to people that can't see? Because they can't see when the dog takes a shit. That's what I've always wondered. Because... the dog's going to be walking, and the dog won't say, hey, look out for my poop. That's what they need. They really do need C&I, like C&I monkeys. That'd be good. I'd like a C&I monkey. Oh, it's one of my favorite lines from Hangover. I wish monkeys could Skype. Has anybody seen the new Hangover? Hangover 3? I heard it was a piece of crap. I have no desire to see it. I mean, I will see it if it pops up on Netflix, but I'm not going to rush out and waste my hard-earned $12 on a movie and then have to have popcorn, because I have to have popcorn when I watch a movie. What is the point of Hangover 3? I know they said they go back to Vegas. Something needs to be settled or whatever, but even from the previews, I don't get it. It just looks like the same thing, and Alan acts crazy again. Ooh, that's gotta be worth $12. Uh-huh. I don't think so, Oprah. Not at the table, Carlos. What do I tell you? Not at the table. While we were on the subject of movies, there's a movie that's in the news right now. It's back in the news. It was a major hit and a major news story back in the early 80s. E.T. Remember that?
E.T. E.T. phone home.
Everybody had to do an E.T. voice.
E.T. E.T. bone home.
Steven Spielberg let him turn E.T. into a video game. Atari, who was the biggest game maker in the world. Atari. Everybody had Atari. The Atari 2600, wasn't it? That had the paddles and the fire buttons. That's the last game that I really enjoyed, because all you had to do was hit fire and move it. There was an A, B, and B, B, and C, and hit A and B and D at the same time, and make the circle go jump and... Ah! Well, anyway, this game, the E.T. game, was so bad that a lot of them never sold. So in the small town of Alamogordo, New Mexico, it's the home of a giant landfill and of an urban legend that thousands and thousands of video games were buried there. That's right, the E.T. video game. Spielberg licensed this game. The game was a flop, and they didn't sell them, so they dumped them. Well, that's the legend. This town has a 100-acre landfill, and this documentary film company wants to go around and dig up the game. So they want to find out if this is true, because, you know, it's one of those, the myth of the game, the myth of the E.T. game. Let's see what the story said. Atari made a home game version of the movie E.T. that was thought to be so bad that the company allegedly dumped 3.5 million copies of the game. A New York Times report that September 1983 confirms that Atari did indeed dump some game cartridges in the landfill, but it's unclear exactly how many or what else, if anything, is in that landfill. And so these documentary guys, Fuel Industries, they're going to go down to the landfill, and for the next 6 months, they're going to dig around and film. The town citizens, they say they're excited about all the publicity because, you know, this town needs it. It's a small New Mexico town, and they're hoping that more people find out about Alamogordo through this opportunity. And they do unearth the Atari games in the landfill. This is what the mayor of Alamogordo is saying. So if you want to go down and help them dig, maybe be part of a documentary if you live anywhere near Alamogordo. Alamogordo. Does that mean the Alamo's fat? Alamogordo. That is a fat Alamo. Get your fat Alamo out of my face. Did anybody have the E.T. game? I didn't have the game. I had the Atari. But I am looking at the pictures. I Googled real quick. The E.T. graphics, incredibly bad. But then we all knew how bad the graphics were back then. If you ever had the Atari, the little car was going down the track, or the Western Shoot game. What was the name of that? It was Shootout, where the guys would just draw the gun. And the guy would just sit down. You shoot. Oh, change the game. And then a wagon would roll between the two guys shooting. And you missed. You hit the wagon. Yo, you got it. That was exciting. Oh, this sucks. Let's go outside. That's what happened to me. I guess that's why I didn't get hooked on video games. Because I just thought, this sucks. Video games suck. Let's go outside. But I guess it was a whole bunch of people that just got captured by this. And it consumed them. I'm amazed that people play video games like they do now. They're just totally hooked. The online have to have special. There's people that go and buy special headphones with built-in microphones so they can online game and kill people they don't even know. And one of my friends who does do these games tells me that you can hear little kids playing online with adults. Little kids going, "I'll kill you, you little motherfucker." What? What? How do you... I couldn't do it. I'm sorry. I couldn't play like that with little kids. I'd be like, "Watch your mouth." "Well, you better watch your back, because I just killed you, motherfucker." Because I'm sure that's what would happen. While I'm disciplining these dumbass kids, they'd be killing me. So there's no reason for me to get into this game world. What is the games, you know, like World of Warcraft or Call of Duty? exciting names. Call of Duty. I think that's that rich old lady that won the lottery. She'll be having some... She probably had a Call of Duty when she won. Well, how much I win? $590 million? Call my duty. Man, I don't want to ever get old like that. I'll fight it. I'll fight it all the way. People say you're supposed to age gracefully. Well, you kiss my ass gracefully. I'll fight this thing all the way to the grave. And I'm not the only one, because apparently a percentage of men in the United States, the ones taking testosterone to treat symptoms for low testosterone, or as they call it, low T. Sounds like Mr. T with an erection problem, doesn't it? Low T has increased substantially in recent years. So, over the last decade, prescription for testosterone therapy among men 40 and older has increased more than threefold. This trend has been driven in large part by the direct-to-consumer marketing campaigns that are targeted men and the expansion of clinics specializing in the treatment of low testosterone, or the low-T centers, as they're called. Despite rise, study results have been conflicting about whether men benefit from the treatment and what they might and to what extent they might be harmed. Testosterone treatments have been shown to increase male muscle strength and sex drive, but they also contemporary decrease sperm count, impair fertility, and some studies have suggested a link between testosterone therapy and prostate cancer. See, it's always the side effects you got to worry about. You go, this is great, but then look at the side effects. Is it worth it? In this study, about 50% of the men who received testosterone treatments were diagnosed with hypogonadism. I don't know. Can't really say what that is. Among men who did have their testosterone levels measured, it's unclear how many truly had low T. Because levels can vary depending on the time of day that they're measured. So, you know, make sure you really need this, especially with the side effect of cancer. Some symptoms of low T, such as decreased energy and low sex drive, can be caused by other conditions, including depression, says a urologist at a hospital in New York. And while testosterone treatment can help increase the desire for sex, erectile dysfunction drugs are better treatments for problems maintaining erections. If you have an erection problem, you probably just need a hotter partner. No, I'm kidding. The new study examined information from a private health insurance database, which included more than 10 million men ages 40 and over. I do think all these products now that come up with the side effects, and some of these can be quite amusing. I mean, real medicine's not, but you always see, like, you know, don't take this. Side effects may be increased nasal mucus, sudden unexplained onset of cursing in baby voice, eye farts, appearance of extra digits as in hands and feet, uncontrollable obsession with Liberace, swallowing of the tongue, intermediate ignorance, and inability to work your own tongue. I think I have it. I think I have that. Oh. If you suffer from gastrointestinal problems, you should consult your doctor about Gastron. Side effects may include diarrhea, heartburn, upset stomach, and other gastrointestinal problems. Results similar to those of the one you actually have. Ask your doctor if Gastron's right for you. Okay, that word a while ago during the little low T thing I was talking about, I quickly Googled, and it was hypogonadism. Hypogonadism. Yeah. What do we think the word there, the root word is? Gonad, and it's hypo. Hypogonadism. So I Googled, here's what it says. Hypogonadism occurs when the body's sex glands produce little or no hormones in men. These glands, gonads, are the testes. Are we shocked? Did we learn something? I hope so. In women, these glands are the ovaries. Huh, didn't know that? You should have paid attention in high school. So apparently, if you don't need testosterone, it causes hypogonadism. So, careful with the T. Gonads. A word you just don't hear enough. Gonads. I might have to tweet that word somehow, some way. Make that a goal today. Use gonad in your everyday vocabulary somehow, some way. Maybe put it on your Facebook. Yeah, make it your status. For anybody that's interested, my gonads are happy and healthy. Something that isn't happy and healthy is Michael Jackson's kid, Paris. I don't know if you've heard about this. Paris Jackson, the daughter of the late Michael Jackson, was rushed to the hospital early Wednesday morning for a possible suicide attempt. Paris was taken out of her Calabasas, California home on a stretcher about 2 a.m. A 911 call came in at 1:27. The caller reported a possible overdose, although a source connected to the emergency response said there were multiple cuts on one of her wrists. Now, another source claims that Paris threw a fit, a quote, threw a fit Wednesday night after she was told she could not go to a Marilyn Manson concert. She ran into a room screaming and slammed the door. Paris reportedly left a suicide note and then cut her arm with a meat cleaver. In addition, Paris had taken a large amount of Motrin pills. Wow, Motrin. You're going to overdose on Motrin. Motrin is what you take for pain. But I guess if you're about to chop your arm off with a meat cleaver, there's going to be pain. Motrin might be handy. Maybe she's on to something there. But here we go again, though. Isn't this typical of Marilyn Manson fans causing trouble? Why am I slamming Marilyn Manson? Let's stick with Michael. Man, what kind of problems do these kids have? You got to wonder what all... Paris, Blanket... What's going to happen next? Blanket. Somebody, seriously, Blanket is going to have something. Blanket's going to throw a blanket over Blanket. Just going to say, Blanket, and good on with it. See, I was going to say fuck it, but I did Blanket instead. See how I did that? Weirdness, tell you. Weirdness. That's just the effects of growing up in Neverland. Wasn't that the name of Michael Jackson's place? Neverland? You got to have a lot of money when you can name your something. Yeah, your place something like Neverland. Graceland. My place would be called Can't Afford
Time
Land.
Warp. Time Lapse.
Well, speaking of things I can't passed. Afford and Ooh. Lands.
Move ahead.
Disneyland.
One
Paris.
Day.
The Disneyland in Paris. It got
me,
rented
back.
Out
I stopped
for $20 million
bit,
just for a graduation party.
But
that's right. A Saudi prince spent
back,
around $20 million
my
renting
iPad
Pearland,
has been stolen.
Pearland.
Yes,
Disneyland
right,
Paris
my
to celebrate Pearland is where
I don't
I'm
know
from.
If anybody's got an iPad stolen.
Disneyland Paris
quite
to celebrate his college and graduation.
Feeling,
prince
you
Fahd
panic,
Al-Saad,
you look everywhere,
the
you check every bag, you look under beds, you look under pillows, you look under, where did I go, could I have bought, I don't remember taking it with me, could I have gone down there with it?
Think so. Tailor-made
so
events,
anyway,
including
iPads missing,
Disney
called
characters.
Hotel security.
There were signs
and
everywhere.
I reported my iPad.
You must be at least this rich to ride this ride.
But as most people,
probably
have
had a lot of fun.
Said
hey,
to
if
me
you had that kind of money, wouldn't you love to do
Facebook
something like
this
that?
Morning that some egg
but I heard the only
thief
problem was
take my iPad
as they were leaving.
Pretty much
they had Tinkerbell
off.
Beheaded.
I hope that
she wasn't wearing a burqa.
But
I should be more up, more positive. It will come back to me, right? If I throw it out there in a positive manner, it will come back in a positive manner. So let's just hope it doesn't ruin my weekend here in Vegas, working in Vegas. I want to have a positive state of mind, a funny state of mind, and do great shows. I'm going to do that anyway. I'm going to have great shows. So I'm going to post this in just a second. It is Friday morning here in Las Vegas, Friday, June 7th. And this will be going up on the internet right now. So if you guys, if you get this and you can think of some other way to find an iPad. I know I did the lockdown and I did the, you put the number on the screen that this has been lost or stolen on the iPad when it signs on and all this kind of stuff. So I'm hoping for the best. But if you know anything that might help me get my iPad back from this thief that I hope gets hit by a car, dies, goes to hell, and is gang raped by the devil and his minions. So anyway, hey, I'm going to end like that on a positive note because I'm a positive kind of guy. You guys, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. And there'll be another one as soon as I can regroup, get my it together, and we'll do it again. If I find a new guest, maybe if I find a guest this weekend, I'll record them while I'm here in Vegas and do another podcast quick. So, guys, thanks for listening to Remasculate. Check out Pop Chips, Perky Jerky, all my guys that I love and always talk about and hope you support. And our new guy, Hangover Joe's. Check him out at hangoverjoes.com. It's the new little hangover shot that if you got a hangover, it will knock it out as quick as possible. So, guys, go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. God bless America. I bid you adieu. And aloha. Wow, 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 wow. God, I miss my iPad. Ha ha ha!
basement of the mud flap house, flapping and poo, and they're underwear, fingers and nose, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about boobs and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me?